Now, state Republicans are trying to repeal Governor Evers' latest COVID-19 emergency order. That's the one that calls for a statewide mask mandate. The Senate passed a resolution 18-13 on Tuesday, sending it to the Assembly, which was planning to vote on it this morning. But the effort hit a snag. Yesterday, the legislature's nonpartisan budget office said that repealing Evers' order would mean Wisconsin would lose a bunch of federal food assistance aid. That money's only available to states with COVID-19 emergency declarations in place. So what now? You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want to see happen? Do you support Republican lawmakers in their move to end the statewide mask mandate? Do you want it to stay in place? Do you not like the governor's use of the power but want a mask mandate passed by the legislature? There's a lot of permutations here. What do you think? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio State Capitol Bureau Chief. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rob.
And Laurel White is WPR State Capitol Reporter. Laurel, thanks for joining us as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Yeah, we needed both of you to sort this one out. Sean, let's start with you. I woke up this morning. This is a simple story. Either the mask mandate was going to get overridden or it wasn't. What happened today that derailed that?
Yeah, it got a lot more complicated today, and that's because of this federal money that is attached to the emergency declaration. This memo came out from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau yesterday at the request of Representative Evan Goyke, a Democrat, wanted to know about this food assistance funding that Wisconsin gets. And it's about $50 million of federal funding a month that flows to Wisconsin through federal COVID funding that is only given to states that have emergency declarations, like the emergency declarations Wisconsin has had for the mask mandate. And so on the day that Assembly Republicans were tentatively scheduled to vote on repealing the mandate, this news came out that that move would cost the state $50 million a month.
All right, we'll sort out how they're trying to get around that in a minute. Laurel, I want you to take us back a little bit to the legislature's effort to override the mask mandate. This is something, correct me if I'm wrong, they can do this and the governor, this is the thing the governor can't veto. How does this work?
So this is something that's written into state laws related to emergency declarations. So something we haven't had a ton of experience with until the COVID-19 pandemic. And basically what state law allows is for the legislature with just a simple majority vote in each chamber to override any emergency declaration issued by the governor. So if they don't agree with the governor saying X, Y, or Z is a public health emergency in the state or an emergency in the state, they can undo it. They haven't done it up until this point, but they're obviously kind of taking those steps now.
And Laurel, again, before we go back and sort out what happens next, what has been the response from health and other groups to this effort to effectively end the mask mandate?
There's been a really overwhelming negative response. So I think my last count was 21 different healthcare groups had registered their official opposition to this resolution. And that's something I should have mentioned before. It's a joint resolution, like you said, not a bill, so the governor can't veto it. And they say that it's really going to be detrimental to public health in the state if this is allowed to happen, because we would essentially be left with a real patchwork of health orders across Wisconsin related to masks instead of the statewide mandate.
And Sean, speaking of patchwork, that's kind of where we are now, it looks like, with legislation. How are Republican lawmakers trying to still override the mask mandate but keep something that looks like an emergency declaration in the works?
So we found out today what their plan A is, and we don't know for sure that they're going to follow through on this because it's only passed the Senate so far. But here's what they did. They added an amendment to this really broad COVID-19 bill that just a couple weeks ago had been a bipartisan compromise between the governor and Senate Republicans. And what this amendment does is it says, you know, essentially to oversimplify it, is that the state of Wisconsin can declare an emergency just for the purpose of receiving federal funds. So it would, you know, essentially let the governor declare an emergency that that does nothing but have federal money flow to the state. It passed the Senate, and that is now part of this COVID-19 bill, which got, you know, even more messier politically. And now it's in the assembly's hands. The assembly speaker said today he thinks it will work, but he wants to do their due diligence and check on it to make sure that it will work. Because, you know, the federal government can also see what the state is doing here, passing an amendment that says we're in an emergency when really that emergency carries no powers.
We are talking to our own Laurel White and Sean Johnson, our Capitol Bureau team, looking at efforts to overturn the state's mask mandate in the state legislature. Ran into a snag when it turned out ending the emergency order that caused it would jeopardize a whole bunch of food aid coming from federal support. Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Tom is with us in Madison. Tom, hi.
Hi. I guess what I'm looking for is a good, clear explanation of what it is that conservatives feel is making it necessary to repeal this mandate, and find out, you know, see if we can find out exactly why, first of all, why they want to repeal it, and second of all, why is it they don't feel that something like this is necessary to lower the risk of the pandemic to the citizens of the state?
Tom, thanks a lot for that call. Laurel, what have you heard from people sponsoring and supporting this legislation, the arguments for why they want to override this emergency order creating the mask mandate?
So what we've heard from supporters of this resolution that would overturn the emergency declaration and therefore the mask mandate is that it's not really about masks, that it's about the governor's powers and their belief that he has overstepped his bounds, basically, in issuing these repeated COVID-19 emergency declarations. So as of right now, the governor has issued 5 different emergency declarations in Wisconsin since last March, all related to the pandemic. And they say that he shouldn't be able to issue those repeated declarations without some sort of buy-in from the state legislature. Those declarations end after 60 days under state law. He's kind of re-upping them every time without consultation from the legislature. And they say that that's something just from a balance of power perspective shouldn't be allowed to happen.
And Sean, has there been any talk from Republicans in the legislature about passing their own statewide mask mandate to replace it? Do you have the same outcome, but without their concerns about the balance of power?
You know, Speaker Voss seemed to indicate today that he didn't think that was necessary. So, I mean, he controls the assembly, and if he's not willing to do it, that's kind of that. You did hear in debate earlier this week, Senator Steve Noss, you know, one of the more outspoken conservatives in the entire legislature, kind of challenged the governor, say, hey, propose something to us. You haven't done that yet. But, you know, when it comes to this, there is that separation of powers issue that Republicans talk a lot about, and they feel like the legislature needs to be consulted on this. But there's also the matter of there are a number of Republican lawmakers who, you know, they just don't prioritize wearing masks. I mean, you just watch the debate to see that. You know, there are several lawmakers during debate choose not to wear masks. They're 100% Republican. There are Democrats who, you know, attend these floor sessions in the Senate anyway, who do wear masks. There are others who attend virtually. So that's kind of where the parties are at right now.
Let's bring on another caller. Judy is with us in Menasha. Judy, hi. Are you there, Judy? I guess not. Let's go to Pat then in Bayside. Pat, hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. I just want to say that the Republicans I know that have good common sense and the Democrats all want these masks. And the only people that don't are the Trump people and our legislature who fights poor Governor Evers every chance they get. And we are watching and we are paying attention. What is he doing to our health in this state when they try fighting him? Even Tommy Thompson is siding with this governor and trying to help him, which is more than our own legislature has ever done.
Pat, thanks a lot for the call. I think I had seen that former Governor Thompson, now UW system president, didn't really answer one way or the other on the mask mandate itself. I did want to ask, she mentioned that she had heard some Republicans supporting it. Laurel, I gather a couple Republicans in the state Senate ultimately voted to not overturn the mandate. What did we hear from them?
Right. So that was Senator Robert Coles and Senator Dale Coinga. You know, that was certainly not a clear bipartisan vote in the Senate that we saw on Tuesday. So there is some pushback about, you know, the value of masks and kind of the role of state government in making sure that those are worn, kind of issuing that requirement. I think it's interesting to mention, you know, Speaker Voss just did an event with WisPolitics where he talked about his personal support for mask wearing, but his kind of philosophical belief that it's not government's role to mandate that. I think that that's kind of one of the fissures there that exists within the Republican Party right now.
We're talking about the push by state Republicans to strike down Governor Evers' statewide emergency order, including a mask mandate. Sean Johnson and Laurel White are with us, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief and State Capitol Reporter, respectively. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you support the idea of striking down the state mask mandate? If so, is it because you don't want a mandate or you don't want the governor to have the power to keep issuing executive orders like this or emergency orders like this? Do you want it to stay? Do you want to see local ones in the absence of a state one? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. Sean Johnson and Laurel White are with me. We are talking about the fight over the statewide mask mandate. Republicans in the legislature trying to overturn the governor's emergency order creating that mask mandate. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you think and what you want to see happen. Back to your calls now. Mark is with us in Altoona. Mark, hi.
Yes, I'd just like to point out that need for a mask mandate is obviously benefits all our teachers, our doctors, our nurses that are overstretched by this whole thing. And any move to remove a mask mandate when we have mutations threatening the possibility of the vaccine not working is just beyond belief. And they can't explain it other than they want to do it on a technicality.
Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Laurel, earlier you mentioned a lot of health groups raising concerns like Mark did about the impact on frontline workers. Mark also mentioned schools, and I feel like I've seen some maybe Democrats in the legislature, correct me if I'm wrong, saying, hey, getting rid of the mask mandate makes the mission of getting schools opened up again more difficult. Is that a concern that's been raised?
I think that's a really great thing to point out, Rob. I mentioned those 21 healthcare organizations that had lodged their official disapproval of overturning the mask mandate. There were also quite a few school groups that represented different organizations, teachers, administrators, that lodged their disapproval as well. Also some business groups. In total, I think we just went over the 40 mark today in terms of groups that had lodged, you know, opposition to overturning the mask mandate. And it really is, it's a coalition of those healthcare groups, of school groups, and business groups.
And Sean, before I go back to calls, you and I talk a lot about various challenges to COVID emergency orders in courts. I assume there's still something going on the court side of things.
Yeah, there is. And you heard this referenced a lot by Republicans who want to repeal the mandate. I mean, they say that what the governor did was unlawful, illegal, and, you know, they're confident that the court is eventually going to back them up. And that may well be the case. However, it has been more than 2 months since oral arguments in one of the cases challenging the governor's emergency order that created the mask mandate. So for the court, you know, it would appear that it's not just a slam dunk when it's been that long since they had oral arguments in this case that they, you know, that they know is sort of pressing and that they know the governor's likely going to keep issuing these emergency orders. The court has not felt compelled to like rule on this thing right away. And it is worth noting that at a lower court level, Governor Tony Evers won. You know, a judge ruled that there's nothing in the law that says he can't do what he's doing.
Let's go back to our callers. Jake is with us in Madison. Jake, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Everybody, call Robin Voss, call Steve Nass. I don't understand either. I think this is just political gamesmanship, and it's not about balance of power. It's Miss Scott Walker. They like having control of the Supreme Court. They like having the legislature. They like having the assembly. And before Evers was even in office, after he was elected, they tried to limit his power then. It's all about politics. They need to get something done and stop playing games.
Jake, thanks for the call. Jake saying this is a symptom of the battle between Republicans and Governor Walker, and he's clearly leading the blame toward the Republicans there. Sean, this is part of a rich tapestry of non-cooperation between the two parties here.
That's pretty good. I would like to use that phrase in future stories, maybe.
I grant you permission.
I mean, it pretty much goes way back to before, you know, the governor is sworn in. And I don't think it's ever really gotten a whole lot better between the governor and Republican lawmakers. And it's kind of why we thought it was noteworthy a couple weeks ago when it seemed like the governor cut a deal with Senate Republicans on this, you know, this broad COVID-19 bill, not the mask mandate, but, you know, a COVID-19 bill that did a lot of the stuff that Evers wanted, but also had some limits on COVID-19 lawsuits that Republicans wanted, passed 29-2. The Senate Majority Leader and Evers were both on board. But that was, you know, it looks like short-lived. A couple weeks later, the Senate kind of backed away from that. And here we are again.
Talking to Sean Johnson and Laurel White from the WPR State Capitol Bureau team, looking at the mask mandate, Republican lawmakers and their efforts to overturn it, hit some snags today. Hey, Laurel, before we go back to a caller, what is there a timeline now on when the assembly could tackle this revised package?
So it's a little bit up in the air because of that amendment that was added in the Senate today that has to do with the mask mandate and emergency declarations and that federal funding. The speaker did say that he wants to take some time to review that amendment. So just kind of depends on, you know, how long they decide that takes to do that review. But the speaker did say something at a WisPolitics event this afternoon about potentially some floor time next week. So we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
Let's go back to your calls now. Jan is with us in La Crosse. Jan, hi.
Hi. I thank you for taking my call. I'm a teacher here, and I have a couple of points. One, our Gunderson Clinic here in La Crosse and Mayo Health System both announced on Monday that not one case of influenza has come into either one of their clinics this year, and it's attributed all to mask wearing. So, and the United States averages about 32,000 people a year die from influenza. So not only is are the masks helping to prevent people from getting COVID and dying from COVID, it's also preventing influenza. As a teacher, we were just talking at lunch today, how many of our students don't have colds this year? Normally, in the elementary school especially, you've got hundreds of kids that have got colds. We hardly have any. You can count them on one hand. And I really agree with the previous caller who talked about the gamesmanship. This is just about the Republicans wanting to handicap Tony Evers and his power. And if they believe in science at all and medicine, and they want to save the lives of our doctors and our nurses and all of our healthcare people in the nursing homes, our elderly and teachers, they should be making this mask mandate. If they don't want Evers to have the power, then make a bill and put it through on their own.
Jan, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, you mentioned earlier, at least as of now, it doesn't look like that's in the cards for the legislature to pass their own mask mandate. A question some people might be wondering about, if the statewide mask mandate goes away, do the local ones at city or county level stick around?
They do stick around, yeah. I mean, they would still be there. But I think the concern from groups like the Wisconsin Medical Society are that, you know, once you take away that statewide mandate and that the numbers are going to get worse, that even if not everybody follows it, there is evidence that having a mandate in place increases mask wearing generally. And, you know, if suddenly it becomes a thing that just is required in some cities and not others, the thought is that that'll go down.
Thanks for that call. And Laurel, in our last couple of minutes, there's still, even if lawmakers agree on this revised COVID thing that says, yes, we can have sort of a meaningless emergency order to keep federal money coming, is there other stuff in this package that the governor is expected to maybe want to veto the whole thing anyway?
It's very possible that the governor could veto this bill. Even if the Senate and the Assembly are able to agree on what they want in it, there were some additions that the Assembly put back in. We talked earlier about a bipartisan agreement between Senate Republicans and the governor. The Assembly has added some additional things to that compromise bill, that there's speculation that that has kind of, you know, limited the possibility that the governor is going to sign this. Some of those things are a ban on employers saying that their employees have to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's something that the governor might oppose. I think it's important to mention we haven't gotten an official comment from the governor on where he is on those additions yet. So it's very much TBD, but the possibility is certainly there more than it was before, because he said that he did support the version that passed the Senate that didn't have these additions.
We'll leave it there for now. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And Sean, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We've been talking to Sean Johnson, WPR State Capitol Bureau Chief, and Laurel White, WPR State Capitol Reporter. We talked to them about the push by state Republicans to repeal Governor Evers' statewide mask mandate. Gets a little complicated. Two different bills going on here, that resolution that would end the mandate, and then that separate COVID-19 legislation affected by it. If only there was some kind of politics podcast you could listen to. Hey, wait, there is the WPR Politics Podcast with Sean and Laurel and John K. Wilson. Check it out at WPR.org.